that you held, or would you call that something?
Bridle reins. Bridle reins.
I guess you rode a lot of horses coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have too.
I used to drive a four mule team for Holler, and you had to have a saddle to do that. That stirrups and that thing that went around under the mule's stomach, come back there and buckle to hold your saddle on. They call that the girth.
Mm-hmm,
saddle girth. And I drove a four mule team, And we had a spur, you know, had to use a spur. You could spur your mule if he lagged back.
Did you ever get thrown or anything like that when you were riding?
No, never did get thrown.
I used to enjoy that, though.
When I was working at Howell Brothers, I had between 40 and 50 head of mules and horses. They run a big sawmill up there, bigger back in the days it wouldn't be now. They're still in Duncanville building a house.
Yeah,
before you get to Duncanville, there's a big sandy creek down there you cross.
Yeah.
And there's Howell Brothers was furnishing lumber to build down there with him. He'd work up the lumber and then they'd send him another load. And they sent 3,000 feet by me down there. That was a big load back then days. It was dry lumber. The big sandy bridge had high banisters on each side, high logs on each side, wooden bridge. And that was a big creek. It was as wide nearly just 4 feet long. And that bridge broke in with me with that load of lumber.
Oh.
It sure did. And that turned over the high load, just kept the wagon from turning. The lead mules had done started down the button, and the wagon broke in with that heavy load. Had the tongue chained all twisted up. I managed to get to it. But nobody had it with me. Backed him up, got loose, and got the mules out. And didn't hurt none of the mules, hurt me.
You didn't fall off anything?
No, I didn't. I just jumped off, mule, the saddle kind of turned like that. I got down, didn't hurt a thing, and skimped one of the mule just a little bit, not enough to come out.
You're pretty lucky then, I guess.
He asked you yesterday how much lumber could you hold with a load of mule to the line.
Well, he was talking about two mules.
Well, that was
and,
all that
was. There was a Hutchins boy, Osro Hutchins was working for Harbor. He was a bookkeeper, and he'd go to Dunwell every day. And he was the first one to come along. He knowed I'd gone with that load of lumber, and when he saw them two wheels and all that wagon turned up there, he jumped out of his car and come running out. He just knowed that I was hurt or the mule or something.
Did, I guess.
Him and then different ones coming up. Nobody couldn't cross, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody helped me get the lumber out and get the wagon back up out and load it all up. And that's Hutchins boy, the first of them. About 2 months after that, he quit Howell Brothers and went to Birmingham.
Oh.
And I didn't see him no more about 3 or 4 years ago. And my sister was buried in Duncan. She lived in Tuscaloosa. And I started out at the cemetery, and when I started out at the gate, this fella down there, at the gate when I started out, and Chuck said, "Hello, Rich, how you getting along?" And I didn't a bit more know him than nothing. He said, he said, "You don't know me." I said, "I know you, but I can't call your name." He said, "You ought to know me. I was the one found you and four mules in Big Sandy Creek one time."
I guess you don't like the wagons, you know, that steel outside part of the wagon wheel?
As the tire, they call it.
The tire?
Iron tire wagon.
We're talking about the wagons and things. What about plows? Did you use different kinds of plows?
Yeah,
tell me about
sweep,
some of those.
Shovel.
What was the difference in those two?
Well, them sweeps, they didn't go until your five strike had what we call wing on each side. But they you would get them in them wings and plows in different sizes, 16, 12, 10. It's called them sweeps.
Yep.
Had them
you
wings.
Had breaking plows.
Had breaking plows, yeah.
I
had my brother give me one of them breaking plows, and my mailbox was right on. Of course, we had a mailbox, a post office box up